Chapter 21. Kai was spared Alma's legendary vitriol. She was gone by the time Mia greeted him at the door, her face stricken with worry that quickly melted into befuddlement as she took in the scene. Kai with a mangled arm and a gunshot wound as he mulishly held a feral cat by the scruff. The damn thing hung limp, growling a low warning tune. His other hand was occupied by Kaelin's death grip. Apparently, she'd taken to him after he scared a cop pissless and saved a flea-ridden furball with two short legs. Ushering Kaelin inside, Kai shut the door and dropped the cat. He mewled and scurried under the couch where he could safely swipe at passing feet. Kaelin stood frozen, absorbing the modest apartment while Mia riffled Kai with her stare. He sighed and kicked off his boots, only for Mia to crash into him, her arms snaking around his neck. His nose dropped to her hair, exhaustion and relief sagging his shoulders. "I've got a bullet I need to dig out," he murmured as he held her tightly. Mia nodded into his shoulder, then reluctantly withdrew. She looked shattered. "I'll get Kaelin settled in." Once in the bathroom, Kai stripped off his shirt, then whipped it to the floor. Sweat sheened his skin, and he felt warm with impending fever. His immune system was pissed. Blood smeared his abdomen, the area angry and inflamed, and he retrieved the rubbing alcohol and a pair of pliers from under the sink. Dousing a clean towel and antiseptic, he pressed it to his wound, pursed his lips, and swallowed a groan as the sting seared through him. Then he disinfected his pliers and got to work. Sticking dull metal into an open wound was about as pleasant as raw-dogging a tin can. He tried to relax, fighting the instinct to tense in response to the pain. Jaw clenched and teeth bared, he bit back a snarl as he managed to clip the bullet. At least it didn't hit any organs. Projectiles rarely penetrated deep enough, and it helped that he beat people up for a living, his body carved from years of hardship. Kai ripped out the lead nub and dropped it into the sink. A trail of blood speckled the white porcelain where the bullet had rolled to a stop. Kai braced his hands on either side of the sink and hung his head, breathing heavily. Although the wound still throbbed, the sharpness had dulled. The tissue would knit itself back together by morning, leaving only scabs and bruises. After washing the pliers and disposing of the slug, Kai rinsed off in the shower, aggressively scrubbing the grime from his body. He watched the water run brown and scarlet, then swirl down the drain. Toweling off, he yanked on a clean gray t-shirt and black sweats, then stepped into the hall. "Come on, I'll show you the bathroom." Mia bundled clothes and a fresh towel in her arms as she pushed open the bedroom door. She locked eyes with Kai, then quickly averted her gaze to check that Kaelin was following. Opting to give them space, Kai stalked to the main room and threw himself down on the couch with a heavy sigh. The shower squeaked on, and when the bathroom door shut, Mia padded over to the kitchen. She grabbed a can of tuna from the cupboard, popped the top, and placed it on the floor by the couch. As she straightened, she inspected Kai's arm, covered in scratch marks. "We can set Kaelin up in the bedroom," he suggested, "after she's eaten." Mia plopped down next to him. "Can you make her something? I'm wiped." Kai nodded, and they fell into a tense silence. After several long minutes, he angled his head toward her and glimpsed the shadows collecting beneath her bloodshot eyes. His furtive foray into a mob-owned warehouse hadn't just angered her. She was hurt. "Amma and I fought," she answered his stare. Kai was the only fissure in their sisterly bond. Amma was clamping down harder than usual with her mama bear bullshit, and it was wearing Mia down. He opened his mouth to ask about it when the bathroom door cheered open, and Kaelin's wraith-like silhouette skulked into the hall. "We're over here." Mia waved for her to join them, and as she did, a paw swiped out from under the couch, rattling the tuna can. A chunk of the flaky fish disappeared. Kaelin shuffled into the room, her shoulders slumped and her eyes downcast, though Kai could see her gaze darting around, scoping out every corner, every window and door in search of potential exits. She was drowning in Mia's clothes. Her torso swam in a t-shirt with a faded chubby pigeon graphic, and she'd traded her ratty flannels for a pair of fleece pajama pants, the bottoms rolled up to her ankles. Kai hauled himself to his feet, his limbs like cement. "There's not much in the fridge, but I can make you a sandwich." He grabbed the loaf of bread from atop the microwave and whacked it down on the counter. "You cool with PB&J?
"Can I have a fluffer nutter?"
Her voice was so arid, like sand blowing over scorched pavement. Kai blinked at her. "You want peanut butter and fluff?" Kaylin's chin jerked down in a rough nod. His eyebrow arched as he shot Mia a withering look. "I guess it's a good thing one of us likes whipped marshmallow puke." Mia managed a strained smile. "It's a delicacy for the finest palates." Kai shook his head as he grabbed the peanut butter and marshmallow fluff, then snatched a butter knife from the dish rack. "You disgust me, lamb chop." From the corner of his eye, he caught Kaylin's mouth quirk. She timidly meandered toward the couch and sat next to Mia, her stare fixed on the coffee table. Kai vaguely wondered if he was supposed to apply equal portions of peanut butter and marshmallow cream, decided it would be child abuse, and settled for a 2-to-1 ratio of PB to fluff. It looked like bird shit. Dumping the sandwich on a plate, he clanked it onto the coffee table in front of Kaylin. "Don't choke on it," he cracked, then smacked a bottled water down next to the plate. Kaylin dug in like a starved hamster, chomping away pieces too big for her mouth. Her cheeks expanded as she struggled to chew, though she eventually managed to get everything down her gullet. "Should you make another one?" Mia suggested as the teen scarfed down the fluffer nutter faster than Kai could make a shot disappear. "Sure," he said with a shrug, then returned to the kitchen. By the time Kaylin had licked her fingers clean, Kai had dropped another sandwich onto her plate, and she quickly made work of that one too. She glugged down the water and flopped back against the couch, her head lolled to the side, eyes drifting between Mia and Kai.
"Can I go to sleep now?"
No niceties with this one. Kai liked her.
"Come on."
Mia stood and stretched, then led Kaylin to the bedroom. With the bed claimed, Kai yanked the cushions off the couch and unfolded the pullout. He glimpsed the feral munchkin huddled in the base, one tooth poking over his bottom lip as he snarled up at Kai until their line of sight was broken by the thin mattress. "Don't you dare swipe at my ass," he growled at the cat as Mia returned with a set of sheets. She changed into her sleeping t-shirt, which enveloped her torso and upper legs.
"I gave her the spare toothbrush from the dentist,"
she said as she shoved a pillow in Kai's chest, then spread the fitted sheet. Now that Kaylin was gone, the tension returned like a bad odor. Kai watched stiffly as Mia tugged the corners of the fitted sheet over the mattress. "Guess you finished your job," Kai commented.
"Yeah, I guess I did."
Mia flicked off the kitchen lights, leaving only the table lamp by the couch.
"I'll have to ask Kaylin about her friend."
"The one who hired you?" She nodded.
"The Leshy."
Kai's brow crinkled, and he dropped the pillow onto the mattress. He knew the old man reeked of something that didn't belong. "A fucking Leshy hired you?" She yanked the sheet more vigorously than needed, and cut him with a look so sharp he nearly recoiled.
"Speaking of, exactly what kind of work are you doing these days?"
Her tone bit deeper than the bullet had, curling his lip into a wince. He'd told her he was working tonight. A misleading half-truth. Mia expected work to mean pummeling meatheads at the confessional, not taking gunshot wounds from mobsters after blasting through their hideout to rob them. The 3 feet between them felt like a chasm, as Kai mined his thick skull for a coherent explanation. "That night I lost the fight," he began. "I didn't realize I'd lost something important. I thought it was just money." Mia crossed her arms and shifted her weight, expectant. He told her everything. How Sergei roped him into stealing back what he'd lost. How it wasn't money at all, but the forgery. How his collision with Mia at the warehouse wasn't an accident because the forgery wasn't a thing. It was a person. And that person was also the missing Kaylin Carver. Mia sank into the mattress.
I can't believe this.
Her gaze hooked into him, cracking him open.
Why didn't you just tell me?
Shame turned his head. I thought I could take care of it quickly, quietly. I didn't want you involved.
Are you serious?
She spun to face him. He still couldn't look at her, his stare fixed on the window.
When are you going to learn that hiding your problems never ends well? It just makes everything worse. What if something bad happened?
Anger bubbled under the shame, searing right through it.
And what about you? What would have happened if I hadn't been there to clear a path?
She flinched back, shock warping her expression before she threw her arms out in disbelief.
I never lied about what I was doing, and I had Amma for backup. Or have you forgotten that she can do everything you can?
Not as well. Not with you in the line of fire, he countered.
Yeah, and you never lost a fight. Until you did. And look what that did to your ego.
Mia squeezed her eyes shut, rubbing the exhaustion away.
You're not invincible. I thought you trusted me enough not to pretend otherwise.
An acrid taste coated Kai's tongue, burning through his retort. Mia was right. Every time he feigned stability, pretended to have things under control, he hurt those he tried to protect.
Say something, she pleaded.
Kai threw back the covers, lowered himself onto the mattress, and slid closer to her. What could he say? That he was sorry? He was, but his apology was worthless when he lacked the confidence to know he could choose differently.
I fucked up, he said when he failed to excavate anything better. I thought I could take care of it.
You would have kept hiding if it went smoothly?
She interjected, her ire flaring. He tried swallowing that bitter taste.
I guess I would have.
Tears rimmed her eyes, her hands clasped tightly in her lap as she fought to contain her hurt. Words weren't his forte. He often spoke out of turn, said things that were cruel in their honesty, and forgot that bluntness wasn't always truthful. Sometimes, it was merely scorn masquerading as truth.
I'm not trying to hide anything that matters.
He threaded his fingers with hers, drawing small circles with his thumb. Anything to keep himself from fidgeting.
I make bad decisions. A lot. You know that. But you don't have to carry the weight of them, too.
I do, she countered. Sooner or later, it'll catch up to you. And me.
She squeezed his hand.
It's not up to you. You don't get to choose what I can handle. Let me make my own judgments. I already have one Amma in my life.
To be compared to that pompous, overbearing...
Fuck. I thought the comparison might hit the mark.
A tired smile bent her mouth, and she tugged on his hand as she settled under the covers.
We can pick this up tomorrow.
Worn to the bone, Kai peeled off his t-shirt and made to kick off his pants when Mia grabbed his waistband.
Sorry, hot stuff. We've got a kid in the other room. You probably shouldn't walk around with your dick flapping free.
A frustrated whine crawled up his throat as he threw himself onto his back. He was going to boil to death.
You'll be fine.
Mia dismissed his belly aching, then killed the table lamp. The darkness swallowed up what little fortitude he had left. Unable to quell the panic that carved out his ribs and snatched his heart whole, Kai rolled onto his side and curled a tentative arm around Mia's waist. When she neither tensed nor jerked away, he drew her closer, the unbroken seam of their bodies a needed comfort. Mia turned to face him and pressed her lips to his collarbone.
I love you, she said,
the words heavier than anything passed between lovers ought to be. Kai was made whole and unraveled all at once. The last person to love him died 15 years ago, when he was too young to be alone, but old enough to know what it meant. Alice had given him a second chance at life, and life mocked him by stealing her away. Love was a curse, a harbinger of loss, donning a sinister smile. People insisted it was a gift, but to Kai,
It was gilded rot. And yet he wanted Mia's love. Had it, even. She declared it freely, but he couldn't say the words back. Why could he never say them back? I... The last two syllables died in his mouth. His teeth clamped together, grinding in pathetic revolt. What the fuck was wrong with him? Mia lowered her head, her arms wooden around his back. He heard the hitch in her sigh, smelled the brine of her tears, and something inside him fractured. You're everything to me. The admission left him raw, flayed open. He wove his fingers through her hair, his cheek pressed to the top of her head. She nodded stiffly against his chest, the unspoken tearing at the seam that had held them together moments ago. Mia never questioned Kai's loyalty or dedication. He knew it wasn't about hearing the words for the fuck of it. It was about what they carried. It was the surrender that came with the acknowledgement. The acceptance. That the harbinger with a sinister smile was scratching at his door. And he was powerless to look the other way.